With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. On Friday, Japan said that for the first time in nearly two decades, it will accept a much broader selection of beef imports from the United States. Some producers in Montana say this could reopen a lucrative market, but others say the agreement is too little, too late. Montana Stock Growers Association Executive Vice President Jay Bodner called the trade deal tremendous.
We want to see some of those dollars be able to come back to individual calf producers and ranchers in Montana by increased calf prices. And so that's what we're hoping to build in these types of export market increases.
Montana's elected officials in Washington, D.C. said it was a step in the right direction, putting Montana beef back on the menu in Japan. Japan severely restricted U.S. beef imports in 2003 over fears of mad cow disease, limiting imports to cattle under 20 and later 30 months of age. With those age restrictions now lifted, the U.S. Meat Export Federation estimates American beef and beef product producers could see an increase in exports between 7% to 10%, or a roughly $150 to $200 million annual bump. But where many see opportunity, others see steep challenges. Gilles Stockton is a rancher from Grass Range and a member of the Northern Plains Resource Council. He says he was severely underwhelmed by the agreement.
If our congressional delegation wants to do something for us, they need to reinstate country of origin labeling, and they need to start enforcing the Packers and Stockyards Act and restore competition in the cattle market. The exports of beef is irrelevant.
Even as Japan lifts age restrictions, American beef faces several hurdles on its way to the land of the rising sun. Since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, American beef has faced about a 12% higher tariff in Japan than for nations that remained in the TPP agreement. Tariffs for countries that stayed in, including Australia, America's top beef competitor in Japan, will continue to fall year over year.
So that's a real problem. Even though we've opened up the access to all beef going into Japan, the price of U.S. beef is going to be higher to Japanese consumers because of those additional tariffs.
Anton Beckerman is a professor at Montana State University's Department of Agricultural Economics and Economics. He says there's also a threshold on the amount of beef Japan will import from the U.S. before it's slapped with an even higher tariff of 50%. Beckerman says America hit that threshold in 2017. With relaxed import rules, he says the U.S. is poised to breach it again. Beckerman says while Montana beef producers are likely to feel some positive trickle-down effects of Friday's agreement, he wonders if this is Japan's opening play for trade talks that could happen this week.
This may be a move by Japan to try to say, hey, we're coming with open arms, let's try to work an agreement out. But the extent to which this might benefit the U.S. beef industry is still a big question mark.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.